Come in. Do you know why I've called you up to my office today? No, wipe that smirk off your face. Just because we're a couple now doesn't mean that all our encounters will automatically result in sex. I'm still your teacher, okay? That demands a certain degree of respect. Don't ever forget that. Just take a seat. Okay. I'm going to be straight with you. I know you've been sneaking off the mansion grounds. Nuh-uh. Don't try to deny it. I can read you like a book, and your facial expressions tell me that my assumptions are correct. You've been so aloof lately, and I notice you've been skipping my classes. When the groundskeeper told me he'd seen a group of fledglings jumping over the front gate this afternoon, I was sure it was you. What's with that sheepish grin on your face? So it's true, then. You've been outside the mansion grounds. Are you? Stop that! Keep your feet to yourself. This is a very serious matter, and you're being extremely disrespectful. Seriously, stop playing with my feet like that. I can't. I can't do my job like this. Thank you. Look, I know we've been together for over a year now, but I'm still your master. When we're discussing important matters like this, you can't be playing with my feet or making suggestive expressions at me. It's not professional. Where were we? Right. You and a bunch of your friends exited the property without permission. I hope you realize how serious that is. Don't shrug at me. I can't believe how cocky you've become. You think you're now the big man just because you've done so well in your tests? Well, right now the only thing big about you is your ego. Yes, you heard me. Well, come on, speak. Why were you outside? You know for a fact that we only venture outside at night, which means you were either up to no good or catching a suntan. I don't know about you, but I'm betting on the former. Look, you're going to have to speak to me. I know I seem really angry at you right now. Furious, to be frank. But I really and truly care about you. We stay away from humans for a reason, and you heading out into the neighborhood and doing devil knows what? Well, that puts everyone here at risk. Everyone, including yourself, including me. Hey, listen to me very carefully. Where we got our blood is none of your concern. You're an apprentice. Your job is to attend your classes and adhere to your master's instructions. That's it. When you're more experienced, I'll personally tell you all about how we keep the mansion running. But until then, all you have to do is drink the blood packs that we give you and make sure you attend your classes. You got that? Good. Wait, is that why you were outside? To find out where we source our blood? Come on, speak to me! Look, the fact of the matter is that you're in big trouble. But you would have been in much worse trouble if one of the other masters had learned about this before me. I came to you first because I care about you. I think I've treated you with respect so far, so please reciprocate that. Tell me what you were doing outside, and don't spare any details. Please. You've been socializing with these humans? Oh, bloody hell. Please don't tell me you've bitten any of them. Oh, thank the devil. What were you thinking? Humans may seem weak, but they can be deadly in groups. And if they were to find out about our secret society of vampires, well, let's just say that having an angry mob at our front gates would not be good for morale. Well, yeah, you're right. I've been helping you build up a tolerance to sun damage, but that doesn't mean you can come and go as you please. It's against the rules, and More importantly, it's not safe. I don't want you going outside again, okay? Not alone. And not with the other apprentices. And I definitely don't want you interacting with humans. There will be a time for that, but that time is not now. If you ever want to go outside during daytime, ask me, and I will accompany you. Deal? Good. Now, I need to know the names of the other apprentices, the ones who went with you. No, don't protest. I love you. I truly do. But I've still got to write you up for this. It's my job. You don't want me to get fired now, do you? What is it? Oh, I see. Fired. Ha ha, very funny. Well, I'm glad you can see a bright side to this. Get it? Bright side? What was I saying? Right. As we both know, we've been dating for over a year now, in secret. Yes, we've had sex multiple times in many places, both inside the mansion and outside. But, even though we share these intimacies, I can't let you go without a punishment. Don't worry, I promise it won't be anything serious. But there has to be consequences. You understand? No, don't you dare give me those puppy eyes. Stop it. I'm warning you, if you don't stop, I'm going to... I am just going to ignore you. Just sit right there. Make any faces you want, I don't care. I am simply going to finish this report and ignore you. Okay, now, tell me the names of the apprentices who were with you. Hey, what are you doing under the desk? What are you... Stop. No, it's fine. Keep going. It feels really good. Just keep going. I just have to, I have to fill out this report for you. I need to figure out your punishment. What do you think of menial work? You know, filing, delivering things around the mansion, getting blood cocktails for your masters. Yeah, those sound like lovely ideas, huh? Sure, you can slip off my panties. Let me just scoot a little closer to you. There we go. I'll just finish up this form. Should be done in no time. This is kind of unfair, don't you think? Am I supposed to do my work with you down there? How am I supposed to write this report with your tongue all the way inside me like this? With your wet, slippery mouth just drooling all over my pussy. Oh my, you're making me so wet. Shit, okay, I can do this. It's fine. It's not like it's so pleasurable that I can't do something as basic as... Fuck! Come on. I can do this. Okay. I have to send this to one of the other masters. I'm sure one of them requires an assistant. Which one would you prefer? What's that? You want to be my assistant? That would hardly be a punishment now, would it? In fact, I'm pretty sure you'd enjoy that. No, you definitely can't be my assistant. Not because you'd be bad at it. No, not at all. I actually think you'd be the perfect assistant. But the point is that you'd enjoy it too much, and we can't have you enjoying it. We can't, we can't have you enjoying my punishment now, can we? No. Don't answer that. Just continue licking my pussy. I think the pleasure is making me work a bit faster. Actually, I'm almost done with your report. Then you can leave. Unless you want to stay here longer. Shit, it just feels so good. Oh, look at you. You're really enjoying yourself, aren't you? Look at the mess you've made between my thighs. So wet and sloppy. Are you trying to persuade me to withdraw your punishment? Continue eating me out so well, and I might consider it. You know what? I'll just punish you myself. Get on the desk. No, forget about the clutter. Just chuck all of it on the ground and plant that sexy ass on my desk. Well, come on. You're my assistant now. I've got to put you to work. Give me a second while I lock the door. I want you on that table when I turn around. Okay? Oh, wow. You're already naked. How did you get undressed so quickly? Are you just that excited? You're just so eager to assist me around the office, huh? Good. This is your punishment, after all. You must listen to every word I say. Every command, every instruction must be carried out. You understand? Of course you understand. Now, I want you to lie there on the desk while I get undressed. You can watch me if you want, but don't you dare move from that desk. You like watching me, huh? You like watching me peel off the layers of fabric and expose my skin beneath. Pesky clothes. Don't you wish we could just walk around naked all day? Well, I'm going to be your boss for the next few weeks, so perhaps we could prance around in the nude all day. You like that, huh? Well, you better make sure you pitch up at my office every day, then. Oh, look at you. Already so hard for me. I want you to lie across the desk as straight as you can. Yeah, just like that. Let that cock of yours jut up into the air. Seeing you like this, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of your first time outside in the sun. Remember that morning? I tried covering with my own body, trying my best to shade you from the sun as you slowly cooked in the middle of the mansion lawn. We confessed our feelings to each other that day. It was also the first time we had sex. Remember that? Oh, I'm sure you do. Making love out in the open, with both our bodies slowly cooking in the early morning sunlight. It was just exhilarating. I have that image of our two naked bodies, thrashing bodies burned into my mind, quite literally in a way. I smile whenever I reminisce about that moment. But look at you now. You've gained so much confidence since then. You've grown so much. Look at that cock. Still so hard for me. And I haven't even laid a finger on it. Don't worry. I'll tend to it soon enough. Let me mount you first. Ah. There we go. It's like deja vu. Perhaps I should open the blinds and let some sunlight in? No, don't worry. I won't do that. After all, I need to create a comfortable working environment for my new assistant. That's right. I've accepted your application. And now, Well, now I'm going to give you a sort of trial run. Are you still hard for me? Oh, yes, you are. I can feel you poking my thighs. Do you want me to put it in? No. I'm not doing anything. I want you to put it in. Use some initiative, my young, sexy assistant. Take that stiff dick of yours and assist it right into my pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Just feed it in. Now, I want you to lie still. Relax and let me just... Oh, yeah. That feels so good. Just lie still for me. I want to use this dick to satisfy my needs. You've been quite a naughty apprentice over these past few days. Skipping classes, sneaking off during daytime, not pitching up to my consultation sessions. What do you have to say for yourself? Oh, you're sorry, huh? I don't believe you. You seem to think that our institution is a joke. I'm starting to think that you don't take me seriously. That I'm just some teacher you're dating, and nothing more than that. Well, sorry is just not good enough this time. I'm still going to punish you, and it's going to be so unexpected that you'll be on your knees begging me to show you mercy. But for now, I want you to moan for me. Just enjoy yourself. Think of this as the calm before the storm. Okay, you can thrust into me now. Go ahead. Yeah, that's it. Fuck, I've missed this dick. I want you at my office every day from now on. No buts. If I have to drag you in here, I will. I'm not playing nice anymore. No, no, no. Until I can be sure you've reverted to the hard-working, diligent apprentice I know you are, I'm going to punish you, and punish you, and punish you. Now, rub my pussy. Come on. Laziness will not be tolerated in this office. That's it. Rub my pussy while you thrust yourself into me. Show me how good you are at multitasking. Keep a good, constant rhythm. Yeah, just like that. That feels amazing. Make sure you keep up this high-caliber work. I want you to pitch up to my office every day with an ecstatic smile on your face. Always ready to please your master. Look at me. Yes, look at me. Right in the eye. I want to see that ecstasy in your eyes. Yes, that's it. Let me pick up the pace. I'll keep riding until I gush all over this cock. Yes. That's right. I want you to make me come. Make your master come. That's your job now. Your job is to make me come whenever I want you to. And I mean that. I want you at my beck and call. You are going to be my little fuck machine for the foreseeable future. I'm getting close. So, so close. You ready? Are you? Because I'm about to explode any second now. Fuck. I can feel it. Oh, shit. I'm gonna come. Oh. No, just stay inside me for a while. I like resting on top of you like this. Especially with your cock still inside me. It makes me feel so full. So complete. That was fun, huh? We haven't had that much fun in a long time. You've been so naughty running off with your friends and catching on mischief. To be honest, it felt like you were ignoring me. No, don't apologize. I know you're sorry. I know you'd never ignore me on purpose. But I still have to punish you for breaking the rules. Oh, was that a twitch? Did your cock just twitch inside me? What? You want to come? No, not today. Like I said, I still have to punish you. I need to ensure that you'll pitch up tomorrow, and I think edging you is a perfect way to do that. Oh, don't look so sad. You know I love you, but you broke the rules, and now I have to punish you. I'm sorry, but there's no way out of this. Oh, come here. I want you here tomorrow, okay? No excuses. You've been careless for far too long, and I'm going to work some discipline into you. Now come on. We have to get cleaned up. Let me just slide this cock out of my pussy. Oh, wow. Look at it. So wet from being inside me this whole time. And so yummy, too. I'm so tempted to put my mouth around it and lick off all that cum. My cum. But now's not the time. Come, we have to get dressed. I've got an important meeting in a couple of minutes. What? You're asking for my permission to leave? Most certainly not. You still have to clean my desk. Come on, chop chop. You're my assistant now. So go ahead and assist.